Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and today we are going to be, I don't know where we're going to be. Today was one of those days where I had started a show, all kinds of stuff, another show came up, all kinds of stuff, and they both need to be expressed today. But there's not enough room to put them all in one format. So I will put some today and some in the next show. So on the 12th and the 14th, there'll be some overlay from this show to that and vice versa. Because I'm going to talk about both. We have now seen Silly Billy. He wants to dim the planet. He wants to cause a major dimming of the planet. And we've already been dimming the planet anyway. The planet's been being dimmed since 1947 with chemtrail and geoengineering technology. And it seems like, and I could be wrong, but it seems like Silly Billy wants to cause this planet to be possessed by darkness. That's my thinking anyway. You block the sun and there's no more light. What we have then is darkness. You know how we see some of these science fiction movies? And the science fiction movies have these, they always put everything in this dark, eerie, dismal, gray, you know, boogeyman mentality. You ever notice that? And they're trying to copy Hollywood, putting us in darkness, dimming. I was outside today doing my solar. I use the sun to create a solar laser so that I can hit my spot, hit my face, and hit my skin. After I put on a lanolin vitamin A mixture I make, some CQ10, and I put it on my skin, and I let the sun hit, let the laser hit my face, especially in areas where I have had a major release with nanotechnology. I pulled out some wires or fullerenes or some network or some chip or some kind of construct I pulled out of my system after I disengaged it. So I apply it on because the vitamin D is usually made through the skin, so I'm just continuing using the light in a focused way to help my body heal. So anyway, I'm out there doing it, and you know when you magnify, anyone who's played with a magnifying lens and the sun, and you focus a beam, you can create a miniature laser. But what happens is that that laser produces a heat. That heat, you can feel it on the skin, whether it's moderate heat, light heat, high intensity heat, you can feel it. So what happens is, as the sun was in the horizon, these clouds came in out of nowhere, and they started diffusing the light of the sun and the heat. There was no more heat. There was hardly any beam coming through the lens as well. But I noticed that there was a big change and a huge temperature drop of this heat. And I thought, okay, that's a little unusual. I've never seen that before. So then, and in a matter of moments, the sun was completely covered up. It was like somebody had a cloud on a leash and was placing it in a section for it to do whatever it needed to do. Sometimes I look up in the sky, I wonder what's really behind the clouds anymore, because I wonder if there's something else out there that shouldn't be here. I mean, some other demonic presence. Anyway, so I noticed that, and I noticed this dimming effect, and I'm noticing a lot more other things going on. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, we're talking Silly Billy, we're talking about dimming the planet. You know, they have got everybody so discombobulated with this corona, COVID, variant, strain, takeover, possession, that we're not looking at the whole planet. They got so many, you have to give it to them. They have created a divergence coming from so many different areas that you can barely keep up, because you got you so focused on this boogeyman, the boogeyman variant coming to get you. Ooh. You better make sure you don't go grocery shopping. You better make sure you don't go outside. You better make sure you wear 5,000 masks. You better make sure you wear a hand condom covering your face, head, body, and toes. You better make sure, you know, all this fear. You know, it has already started. I've had now calls contact me from the county here, you know, from this boogeyman bullshit, that people now have started to die of heart failure. Farmer was on a tractor, 29 years old, dropped dead of a heart attack. His heart started racing. Another one, 32-year-old guy out in the county, heart started racing. Out in Kingsville, Leamington, outside of where I live here. Now, this is not coincidence. And I'm not sure if these two took the injectable. But as I have stated, the two things that we're going to see big will be pneumonia and heart failure. It's almost along the biblical prophecy. You know, most men's hearts was failing for fear. At fear. For one whole frickin' year, everybody has been terrorized for a two-week shutdown. Remember that? 2 weeks, we'll level the curve in 2 weeks. They lied and lied and lied and lied. Let's go back to Silly Billy. Silly Billy couldn't even build an operating system. This guy's in charge of genetics? Are you kidding me? This guy couldn't tie his shoes Velcro. And now he wants to deal with the Earth's environment? The guy doesn't have enough brains to cause a spark. Brain cells, I should say. He's probably got one brain cell. If he shook his head, it would roll around like a roulette wheel. It's black number 7. You know, that kind of thing. That's the guy. The guy, and this is what everybody's calling a philanthropist, a good guy. This guy is screwing the planet every which way but loose. How does a man this stupid get that much authority to rein in politicians? Okay, dimming the planet is not a good idea on any level. Do you know how much starvation and devastation this is going to cause? Did you know he has bought up all the farmland, all the farmers they put under? Did you know he bought up 75 or 80% of a CN railroad that carries the food? You see a connection between that and what he's trying to do? He's trying to create hunger, famine. This is incredible when I'm seeing this stuff. Manifestation of biblical prophecy going on right under our nose. Famine is the next thing after disease. You make a people sick, and then you take away their food supply so that they die even faster. This guy is a fucking butcher. Period. I mean, he's killed 300 million East Indians. He's a racist. He's killed 300 million Africans. Okay, 4 presidents just died in the last little while. The last one from Tanzania. They put a woman in his place, and now this woman is opening the door to the COVID vaccines. Those people in Tanzania are going to be fucked because of this. And no leader over there now, and this is the problem with Africa. The African leaders should have got together and formed a military presence to protect their leaders and their constituents. So this was all an inside job. It had to be an inside job. That president was dead adamant about poisoning his own people. If I do correctly remember, he said, God will take care of us. We don't need your shit. Basically, we didn't say it that way, but I'm being Canadian there in saying it this way. Now he's dead. Now they got this leader opening the door. You know why she's opening the door? Because she's afraid for her life. She's afraid for her life. And it seems like the only way to stop this shit from continuing is everybody has to protest, fight, and refuse to capitulate to what's going on. And I'm beginning to wonder about our police force in Canada, if they are actually our policemen or are they UN troops. Someone sent me a picture today. It was a picture of two fish. One big fish and then another fish with all these Pac-Men images, you know, the yellow thing that eats up all the dots. Well, it had, but it, and they formed, they got together and they became a bigger fish. And when they became a bigger fish, they were able to chase away that little bastard away from whatever. We're going to have to do that in Canada. You're going to have to do that in America. You're going to have to do that in Europe. We got to put a stop to this horse shit, or there ain't going to be anything left. If Bill, Silly Billy, gets his way, and he does what he's going to do, you can kiss your crops goodbye. Your hydro will be controlled. They'll shut down your power grid unless you can run off of batteries or create batteries that you can produce a synthetic sunlight. You're not going to be able to feed yourselves. Your gardens, your greenhouses are all tied to hydro in some form or another. We need the sun, we need water, we need bacteria in the soil. And they have poisoned all three. Silly Billy wants to dim the planet. This dimwit wants to cause the planet to be possessed by darkness. I was just talking to somebody earlier today about possession, about demonic possession. You know, these vaccines, they're calling a vaccine. These injectables, these programs, these operating systems, these AI biological war agents that they're injecting into people. These synthetic DNAs that are causing your body's DNA to shut down and to disengage you from God, literally. Turn you into an operating system. Imagine that. I was talking to another person and I said I correlate this to Adam and Eve back in the garden. God told them not to eat of the forbidden fruit. It's not an apple, it's not a peach, it's not a pear, it's what it was called, forbidden fruit. We have all kinds of names for fruits on this planet. Why doesn't anybody get this concept? This was the forbidden fruit. That's what God called it. So, they ate of this fruit. What happened? God comes along and says, hey, Adam, Eve, where are you? Now, how does an omniscient God knows everything, sees everything, not know where two individuals are in his garden? Imagine that. You know, God, are you, God, you need some glasses here? Hey, God, I got the special on glasses. You need some, you know. Because they were no longer engaged, connected, sequenced with God on any level. No matter what, Adam and Eve produced the frequency. That was their DNA. Adam's DNA produced a frequency. God understood and they were connected to God through that frequency. Eve also produced a frequency. She too was connected to God through that frequency. These two were of the same species, man and woman, mankind, if you will. They were connected to God through their DNA frequency. And what happens when they partook of the forbidden fruit? Their frequency was altered and attenuated to the program or the frequency of that tree, of that download. They are now connected to knowledge or a computer or an AI. That's how I correlate this. And I'm looking at today the same way. That these injectables are going to violate our very DNA to disengage us from the Almighty. This is what this is all about. This is not about transhumanism. This is about complete separating man from God. The final battle. That's how I'm perceiving this. These are not just a simple vaccine. These are an injectable program designed to separate your DNA, separate you from your DNA, and to interject into you another strain of DNA. Even the medical field are saying this is not a tried and true tested technology. So why are they using it? How is it that they can put this technology into people when it's killed all the animals? And how is it that some of you are so effing stupid that you would run to get this frickin' program? You know, this is what gets me. This is really what gets me on this. Oh, I want to travel. I got to travel. I got to go here. Oh, I want to be able to go to a ball game. Are we this shallow today? So this is an indicator to me that we have not evolved. Or some of us haven't evolved. We're still stuck in being, you know, 2 years old, 3 years old. We need a lollipop. We need to see something in bright living colors. We need to see bright lights. We need to see shiny little things. We need to see things that have absolutely no use for us whatsoever except to cause more tethering to insignificant nothing. And we're ready to separate that us, ready to separate our DNA from ourselves, disconnecting us from God even further. Sin has already separated us from God. This will disconnect us completely. This is why Jesus came down here, so that he could pay the wage for removing the sin from us, so that we accept it and we could become reconnected to God, so we can become more godly, more like God, more like the reflection we were meant to reflect. Instead, we're running to partake of the tree of knowledge, you know, the forbidden fruit. This is again how I'm seeing it. Now you may not agree, and that's fine. You know, myself personally, I think when you read and see things biblically and scripturally, you may see things a little differently than I do, and that's fine too. If that works for you, and whatever you're seeing is edifying and fortifying you, by all means, go for it. You know, if that's what it means, that's what you're getting. But this is the ultimate separating man from God. That's what this is. Because we're taking the very essence of men and women and putting a new essence into them and removing all that's left. The final choice. You know, you want to be healed. You want to be saved. You want to accept God. Or you want to accept baseball. You want to accept the comforts of life. You want to accept the illusion that the hologram is running in front of you. You want to believe in the deception and the fraud. You want to believe in the things that have absolutely no substance. Because this is what is going to boil down to. What is substantial? What does have substance in your life? What has truth in your life? What has meaning in your life? You know, is it going to be this fake that you're looking at? Or is it going to be for something better? Something higher? Something more evolved? Something more godly? Again, that'll be your choice. It's everybody's choice. That's why Jesus came down here, so everyone can have a choice. Have the opportunity, have the chance to see what is up and down. Not the religious Jesus, not the one that these churches are propagating, not these TV evangelical Jesus, the one that, you know, they're making money with. The one that's written in the Bible. The New Testament. That's why I always tell you, read the New Testament. Read what Jesus had to say. Read what he had. So get to know it. Understand it. So you're not caught up in some sort of quagmire. Don't let anybody bullshit you. Read it for yourself. You know, that is where the proof runs. So, we also have, you know, we also got, okay, a church. Somehow I got on a godly theme tonight. Got a church in Alberta. I mean, 200 police officers are surrounding a church in Alberta. Can you believe this? Can you believe this? Like, is Antifa hiding in the church? Is some PLA hiding in the church? Is there some sort of military group hiding in the church? And we need 200 police officers to surround the church? You know, the premiers really are pretty sad in this country. They are really sad. And I mean sad. What a shit for brain excuse for premiers. All of them. All of them. Shit for brain. You're going to waste resources on 200 police officers to surround, or RCMP, to surround a church. Wow. Imagine if there was a real, horrific, terrifying event going on somewhere else where the manpower would really be needed to correct something going on. I really wonder if Antifa surrounded the premier's house in Alberta, if the same amount of security would be there. Really, maybe it's a good idea if it isn't. No big loss. Another gone, you know. But anyway, I digress. Now, this is another thing that's interesting. Let's talk about some more ungodliness, okay? I'm going to talk about ungodliness tonight, just to, you know. So, again, I'm not religious. I keep telling everybody I'm not a religious man. I can't stand religion. I think religion is all shit, all of it. But godliness is a whole different ballgame. It's a whole different game altogether. Whole different network. So, I'm going to talk a little bit more some ungodliness. How about Barbados? How about Barbados? How about that? How about a volcano blowing up on your island? And all of a sudden you got ash and dust everywhere. Nano dust by the metric ton coming down on you. And this is only the first explosion. According to the scientists, this was the second one's going to be worse. How in the bloody hell can they come up with a second eruption? I wonder if they had a little help. Maybe a little tsunami is hitting the tectonic plate. Maybe a heart frequency, a submarine down below, is causing the shaking, rattling, and rolling of the planet. How? Maybe because the Gulf has got so much stress going on because of the core exit. Maybe they're about ready to blow the Midrift Fault. Who knows? But the people of Barbados, a bunch of colored people, right? Ah, a bunch of colored people on an island. Who's going to care about a bunch of colored people, right? Colored people on an island. They are now taking people off the island that's got the vaccines or the injectables. Can you believe this? And they're going to leave the other ones behind. I hope that God looks after the ones behind and offers them some kind of shelter or helps them get through the situation. And I hope they all survive. I really do. And I hope the ones that they took off the islands... See, that's a weapon, and the bullshit there is unbelievable. But from what I read, and what they're blaming it on, is the other islands are now saying they don't want anybody on the that's coming off the island to come to their island if they haven't been injected. Now, I'm thinking to myself, the story sounds so funky and so fishy to me that, I mean, see, and I'll give you my reasons why. People in the Caribbean were slaves. They're all slaves. So they had that commonality and their common and that common bond of a history where they all came from slavery. And they all went to the islands to escape slavery. So that one at some point in time they were I mean, I'm sure they had their times and they had their qualms and quarrels with each other, maybe some wars. But in the end they were always there for each other so this wouldn't happen again. Now you're telling me that these islands are going to reject people from the same geographic area over this bullshit? Something's wrong with that picture on every front. Something is horrifically wrong with that picture. The concept of offering assistance in time of need to your fellow man, really? That's all been done with, away with, all just like that? Just like that? I don't know if the leaders are getting her under the gun and they're afraid they're going to be killed, just like the ones in Africa. But, I mean, what's it going to take to overthrow these governments, even our government here in Canada and the United States? Is this what it's going to take, an overthrow? To get rid of these bought-out, Microsoft-paid... Bill Gates' servants? Is that what we're going to have to get rid of? I don't know. I mean, I don't have any answers on this one way or another. I'm just throwing things out there tonight. But imagine that. Get a volcano blowing up everything. You would think that everybody would have been pitching in to help out. Because their islands could be next. And I'm sure if they were in dire need, that they would be asking for the Barbados to give them a hand, too. Man, I'm telling you, shit I see today amazes me. Just amazes me. You know. I got the official stats of the toxicity of the injectables on here, but it's in German, and I couldn't find a German translator to translate it properly. So, and all the ones I had, even DeepL didn't do it, Google Translator didn't do it, and even they had a translator on their page, and it wouldn't open. So I have a feeling we were being blocked on this end, so we could see the actual facts. But if you look at the facts, it wasn't until the injectables came on the scene when the numbers went up. Way up. Way, way up. That's the same thing when they brought in the pertussis vaccine back in the early 1900s, 1930s. The pertussis was going down, and when they brought the vaccines, they brought it right back up again. It was all, again, being synthesized to continue to do this. You know, total nonsense. They were artificially inflating the numbers through these vaccines. This is the same thing going on. Nothing has changed. Not one fucking bit. Not one bit. All this time we've been on this shithole, all we've been doing is going in circles. All we've been doing. We're going back to the days of Noah. Talk about a bad circle. Another shit for brain concept. Going back to the days of Noah, like those were good days. And God flooded the planet. Holy jumping. We're going back to that again. You have no idea how excited I am. And then to see this going on. And to see the same process and programs going on again, being repeated. Within 100 years, almost to the date, we're repeating the same thing. We are heading for war. We are heading for a world war. Mark my words. We've already gone through first stage of this is pestilence. The next one now is famine. If you get to the next one after that, war. War will be next. Once they starve up enough people, it'll force everybody to fight in this war. And guess where the war will be fought? Guess where it'll be fought? Right in the Middle East. Of course, because you've already destroyed the military-industrial complex there. Be the perfect lime, east and west. One big major brouhaha. That will wipe out a good chunk of the population even further. And then after that comes death. Death. Imagine that. And we're right on key. Right on whatever. Whether this is God's prophecy or just the way things are going. It looks like God's prophecy to me. But we are heading for, again, the sequence is running just as it was written. So again, this is why I always tell you, you might want to read your Bibles. It might not be a bad idea. The need to network is more so ongoing now than ever before. If in Canada, of all places, is denying a minister or a parishioner the right of assembly, which is the linchpin of democracy, because it all starts with God, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, and whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Through it all, going to be a matter of time before your basic fundamental rights will not even exist, even in privileges. The people of faith will now have houses meetings or secret meetings where Bibles will be brought into which each other, and services and fellowships will be done in ways that will not be in the open. Everyone needs to get to know each other while we can, and from there go into sustained contact. It may come to a point whereby all commonwealth will form a sustained thriving. In other words, you're going to have to be communal. For those Americans who don't like the word communism, let me point out the early church was a communistic movement. Everybody served each other in the common good and in the service for the Almighty. So as we'll come back to that again, I said this before, we need to start a dichotomy where everybody knows what everybody's doing and how to reach everybody. I was talking to a buddy of mine in Israel. And yes, I do have friends in Israel. And he built a server. He got tired, he says, of dealing with the Nazis that control the internet. Got tired of the Nazis that controlled YouTube. He got tired of the Nazis that controlled Facebook. He got tired of the Nazis. He was correct in what he called them. Okay? I mean, that was his word for him. I just used the word asshole. But, I mean, he liked the word Nazi. So to each their own in the terminology. But it boils down to the same thing eventually. So I thought about it. I thought maybe that's what we need to do here, too. I'm thinking about maybe I got a brand new computer. See if I can turn that into a server. I don't know how to do that. Well, I'll have to figure that out or have somebody give me a hand. But I want to sit and contact my provider to see if that can be done. But, yeah, I'm thinking about running a server here, maybe, where I have my information on my server, and he's not going to censor anybody, you know. Yeah, they want to know who you are, even. Just if you want to come up there and do it. So I'll have to ask him if in the next show if he's, you know, if he wants to share his link so that people. And then again, if you do go on his server or anybody's server, offer some kind of token. Don't just take advantage, because again, this is time and effort that everybody's putting in. And it doesn't have to necessarily be money. It could be, you know, offering whatever. Maybe you can fix stuff. Maybe you can get access to things. Yeah, I'm always looking for people that can get access to things. You know, I want to get connected with all these type of people so that if and when the time comes, we know where to go, what to do, who's got what. You know, so this is an idea that I wanted to share everybody with. I'm trying to get everybody prepared for a time where you may lose contact with some of the things you have contact with now, but at least you'll be able to self-sustain yourself and be autonomous, not be a slave to these networks or these the Internet of Things. I also want to talk about the what to be doing right now. If you have a hydrator, I would suggest you start hydrating, for instance, lunch meats, because they already have the preservatives in them. All you have to do is add a little garlic powder, or you can dissolve some garlic powder or onion powder and some salt and spray it on, and then dehydrate your lunch meats. Dehydrate the tuna in cans or fresh bought. But if you're buying canned tuna, open it up, spread it out, and dehydrate. Make sure it doesn't have any soybean oil. Add a little salt and garlic or onion to that as well. Dehydrate potatoes, any root vegetable. Either add salt or sugar, depending on what you're dehydrating, as a root-based vegetable. Okay. Don't use the stuff above the ground unless you're growing them in a greenhouse or you're growing them indoors. If you're growing them outside, they're going to be loaded with nanometals, so there'll be a pointless exercise in futility. Because then what you'll wind up doing is eating these metallic materials wherever you're going to be, and then you'll wind up getting sick. And if you can't get access to people like myself, and you're not that learned yet in how to remove these things from your body, you're going to have problems. Remember this. You got to start thinking long term. If you're eating foods that you're growing, and they're growing indoors, and you got them going right now, and you can dehydrate tomatoes, you can dehydrate and, you know, turn them into a powder. Dehydrate carrots, turn them into a powder. If you're dehydrating parsnip, turning that into a powder. Onion, turning that into a powder. And you can store them as powder. Then you can make some simple little things like soups. Add a little of this, a little bit of that. You've already got it. And then you'll get the nutritional value of these things. Or you'll get the protective properties of these things. These are things you need to start thinking. Even the lunch meats, for instance, or the tuna, you can turn them into a powder. And once they're dry, and then now what you do is you can put a little bit in a hot water, and now you've got a bouillon of some kind. A bouillon is actually the fat and of the meats, but this, you'll have the meat, you'll have a protein source. You can buy gelatin in bulk, do so. If you can buy collagen in bulk, do so. Canned milk, you know, make sure it doesn't have carrageenan and other components. You get it canned, or if you want to make your own canned milk, basically all you're doing is just you're simmering the milk down and removing the excess water, and then they're adding A and D to it, and you may want to add some other preserving agent as well, like BHT or essential oil of rosemary, and then seal it airtight. Like I said, start thinking in these terms. You're going to need protein, and you're going to need some kind of carb. And the nutrition of the protein will give you all your aminos. The carb, like a potato, will give you your B vitamins at least. You'll lose some in the dehydration process, for sure. Or You can buy a B complex that doesn't have any excipients, and you can put them a little, you know, dissolve that in water and spray it on your potato and then dehydrate your potato, and now you got a B complex inside your potato. Things like that you can start doing to alter any possibility of deficiencies that may occur up the way. Okay, it's important that we start thinking these terms. Okay, that's what I mean. That forming this kind of dichotomy, because if everyone's dehydrating their foods, for instance, right, then what winds up happening is you will, and again, let's say you run short. Or you can even barter these things with each other. Oh, I need some pepper. Oh, yeah, I got all kinds of pepper. Here's some pepper. Here's some red pepper. Here's some black pepper. Here's some white pepper. You know, here's some pepper. Here's some garlic powder. Here's some onion powder. These things are going to be worth their weight in gold. If you can refrigerate your garlic and then be prepared to plant it somewhere, wherever you decide, if you're just hunkering down or moving, then at least you have real garlic. Same with your ginger. Same with your turmeric. Same with your onions. Same with your carrot, parsnips, potato. These are things you might want to consider. You know, I'm trying to get everybody prepped for the worst case scenario. The best case scenario is we get this back in line. I don't know personally if you're going to get any prime minister or premier to fully cooperate. They might be afraid for their life. This is a possibility. Or they could be just assholes, which in this case doesn't matter. But this is something that we need to, again, take a look at. With the Barbados thing, there's a video there. I forgot to mention that. You might want to take a look at that video to see what was, how devastating it. That almost looks like the 9/11 situation. I mean, it almost looks identical as far as the dust patterns and everything going on there. So I'm wondering if they actually caused that volcano to erupt with these high-powered harp frequencies. You know, salting the tectonic plate, causing that pressure. It makes me wonder. You know, it makes me really wonder. Some might say, well, I'm just being a little bit over the top on that. My question is, am I really? You know, with all that's been going on today, you know, it just makes you wonder. It just makes you wonder. The whole idea of the money and the UBI, that the Universal Basic Income in Canada, it sounds more and more like a Chinese takeover of the country. We're following that exact narrative. You're not going to have any freedom of religion. You're not going to have any freedom of worship. You're not going to have any freedom of access. You're only going to have the entertainment value of a privilege. That's it. When this system can, because you're not going to afford anything. How are you going to afford anything? If they got you chipped, you walk into a store and pick up something and through facial recognition, because I'm seeing that now, that they're talking about using your face as a means of currency. Go in the store, does a facial recognition, and then automatically withdraws money from your account. They're getting more and more into a cashless system. When that happens, you can kiss your freedom goodbye. When that happens, you will be dealing with a complete takeover of your rights. You cross, you jaywalk, they can shut down your bank account like they're doing in China. This is what everybody's. This is where you're going. You're not going to go back to. And anybody who thinks they're going back to normal has got to be high. They didn't go through all this trouble to destroy everybody's economy so that they can take it over, and so that you can go and watch a baseball game. How ridiculous! More and more people are dying from these masks. More and more people are going to be dying yet from these vaccines, these injectables. We're also going to be looking now at our plants. Did you know they're putting robots now? Bio API. Robots into the plants. It's going to grow with them. It's into their DNA. That's going to be called organic up the way. Oh, you're eating organic DNA. You're eating organic robots. You're just eating organics. This is so organic for you. Oh, have another bite. There's another robot there. You got to eat that too. We got to monitor you. This is the reality. And you're going to see the links here. Connect the dots. Just start connecting the dots here. We're going to lose all your privileges. All your rights and privileges are going to go right out the door. As long as you're willing to capitulate to this network, to this system, as long as you're willing to capitulate, they're going to take you over. Like the thing I said the other night, those who know the least will serve the beast. Just like the lady at the CDC said, well, the Chinese and the Mexicans want the vaccines. Really? All the ones I've ever talked to said no. But it's the white people that don't want it. We should kill all the white people. This is the honest God's truth. I heard that. And I said, what? And this was a woman of light-skinned persuasion. You know, she was light-skinned. There are different levels of light skin, but she was one of those that, you know, she was one shade below white. We need to kill all white people. I mean, is she going to be the first one to stand in line? Oh, when I hear stuff like that, it makes me laugh. I always tell everybody, I've never seen a white man before in my life. I gotta tell you, I've never seen a black man either. But, you know, maybe I'm colorblind. Or maybe somebody lied to me about the color black and white. You know, they showed me a crayon and said, this is black, and they showed me another crayon and said, this is white. I've never seen anybody look like either one. But hey, I could be wrong here. Maybe my eyes are a little screwed up. Who knows? You know. I'm telling you. Let me see here. Maybe that's that one. The injectables are beginning to create the variants, and it's becoming more and more predominant. All these vaccines, when you see the statistics, the numbers going up with the vaccines, the numbers are going up with wearing the mask, the numbers are going up with the social distancing. Has it occurred to anybody, except myself? I mean, there's those who are awake who also seeing what I'm seeing. But has it occurred to anybody that with all the statistics that we've been given, the numbers that they're saying, and the actual numbers, that are you seeing what I'm seeing, that they don't match? Are you seeing what I'm seeing, that they don't match? Are you seeing that the numbers that they're saying and the projected numbers that they're saying is going to happen is not accurate, not true, not anything? Does anybody else see this? You know, does anybody else, you know, figure this out? I could be wrong. You know, but I mean, I'm looking at the stats and what's going on, and it seems like strongly, it appears like, you know, very impactfully, that ever since they started their programs, people started dying more. People were getting sick more. People are now having problems more with their health than they've ever seen. And it's not going away. You know, it's not. It's not going away. Holy jumping. We were supposed to have a 2-week curve. I know, it's my fault. My interpretation of 2 weeks is 14 days. But the interpretation of a government, 2 weeks is 9 years. You know, 2029 is when the SPARS report says this is going to end. 2029. This started in 1920, or 2020, right? 2020 to 2029. 9 years. Woo. See, I was wrongly educated again. I was 2 weeks, it's 14 days, what they taught me. But 2 years in government time is 9 years. Wow. See, we got to get educated again. We got the wrong things. Either that or we got a bunch of morons out there that don't know how to count. Don't know how to read. All they know how to do is bullshit. It's all they're good at is bullshit. And the news agencies that are out there today, that's all they're good for is bullshit. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? I mean, doesn't it make you wonder that perhaps your whole life all you've heard is bullshit, and what you've been believing has been bullshit? Because that's all they ever told us was bullshit. I could be wrong. You know, maybe I got it wrong. Maybe that's all I ever got. Maybe that's why I'm seeing the things I'm seeing. But you ever think that? I mean, here we got the so-called high-end killer running around free. And it hasn't killed nobody until the PCR test came along. Until the four companies, actually the six of them, there's one in Russia and one in China, but six companies came along. I mean, and I'm surprised the Chinese one isn't here and the Russian one isn't here either, because they brought in everybody else's. You know, so... And now... The injectables are being designated to certain age groups, certain group of people, certain class, or certain educational standards, so that if they should come along and bump into somebody else who had a different type of injectable, that when they leaped, they would create a reaction, and guess what? They killed each other. What did he die of? He died of corona. Really? Man doesn't have any corona. He died of corona. That's on his report. Wow. That looked like a mutated strain to me. I mean, you see how his DNA is all gnarled up and gone and just eaten up? And man, corona. He died of corona. He died of COVID. He died of the variant. Like I said, educated people are few and far between today. And if you don't understand genetics, you don't understand the nature of genetics and how you can combine genetic strains that can cause super bugs, which they've been doing for the last 40 years, and now you have created a dynamic in which you can now cause these things to cross over and jump, you can wipe out cities, you can wipe out states, you can wipe out provinces, you can wipe out countries. You know, the only problem with them is you may get an initial wiping out, and then the wiping out starts to diminish. Therefore, you need something faster. What's the fastest way to cull a population? War. But first, you got to make them hungry. First, you got to make them break their civility. First, you got to turn them from being civilized into barbarians and animals and people that will steal and people that will kill just for a piece of bread. Once you get them to that point, then you create an enemy. You create a common enemy. And blame that enemy for why you're starving. And they'll fall for it. And they'll go for it. They will run headlong into it. I'm going to kill that SOB. He's making me starve. I ain't got no food. I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him. And same way, and it won't be about religion anymore. It won't be no holy war. It'll be just a holy cause. A holy cause. Yes. They have taken our food away. We need to get it back. Go kill them. And people, again, if you got them stupid enough to believe in the boogeyman that doesn't exist, they'll believe anything. Anything. If they're that caught up in desperation, see, there's one thing to be afraid, there's another thing to be desperate. And if you take away the expectation of being fed and eating and whatever, and that food is, the resource of food is going to be always there, you take that away. You take away that now you're hungry, now there's not enough food to go buy at the grocery store, there's not enough food to buy at a dollar store, there's not enough food to buy at any of these shops. And now, when it's your turn to go into the store, there's no more food. No more canned tuna. There's no more, hell, you'll even eat soy at that point. Yeah, there's no more soy. There's no more tofu. Those vegans. All those vegans will kill each. Imagine two vegans going at it. I'll kill you for my soy, you little bastards. Give me my soy. Oh, I'll kill you for it. Ah. Give me my tofu, you little bastard. Imagine that. But it'll come to that. It'll come to that. You know, somebody is saying I'm crazy. You watch. Just watch. So they did the Second World War. They're going to do it again. Got the boogeyman. You're for, you know, you got the you got the pestilence, or you got the, not the pestilence, the, oh, what the hell is it? I can't think of it. It slipped my head. Anyway, you got the, you engaged and initiated the engagement of fear. It has spread across the planet. Nothing to be afraid of. No justification of the fear, but because of the media barraging and bombarding people day in and day out, day in and the boogeyman's coming. Oh, the numbers, they're gone up, they're down, up, down, they're up, up, up. They're getting bigger, bigger, higher, higher. Oh, the hospitals are going to be overrun. Good golly, Miss Molly, we're going to die. And then they won't, you know, they just can't think anymore. And if you got him with this shit, the rest will be easier. This was the hard part right here, getting everybody hooked up. This is the hard part. You know, once they start losing their, once they see that they've lost their privileges, you know, you're locked in the house. You can't go out past 5 o'clock. You can't even go shopping. You know, you can go shopping, but it's going to be only for things you need, food, essentials. They've made everything essential. You need a diaper, that's essential. You need a deodorant, that's essential. You need a toothbrush, that's essential. You need, you know, this is how they programmed everybody. You need a tampon, you need a pad, that's essential today. You need a bra, that's essential. You need panties, that's essential. You need underwear, that's essential. You need a condom, that's essential. I'm not kidding you. They have made these an essential part of your thing. You need tobacco. You need cigarettes. These are essential. So what isn't essential? They got people hooked on you know, bubble gum. That's essential. But here we are. Maybe it's good that this part of that happened. Maybe people quit going to Dollarama buying shit they don't need. Can't buy anything there now except candy and canned goods. Oh man, what an f-tard reality, I gotta say. Anyway, I'll tell you what's really essential. It's essential that April 16th, Friday, 1 o'clock, at 111 Erie Street North in front of Town Hall, there's going to be a protest. I'll tell you what's essential. It's essential that if you can get there, be there. Show your support. We need to really show something in regarding to not only these protests, but also in, okay, those people who are store owners, we need to band together, put out their mandates, put out their all the things you need to put out to protect the store, and have everybody open up. Everybody open up. They're going to fine everybody, okay, then we'll take, all go to court. We'll get a lawyer and have them all thrown out. You know, we need to really start a real consensus here. You know, because I'll tell you what will happen. If they start arresting everybody, the media will come along and say, oh, look, see, they're going to spread COVID. Oh, they're not wearing a mask. They're not social distancing. Oh. And then when they start hearing people, see, we're trying to keep ourselves alive and we're trying to keep everybody, provide everybody with the services that they had before. The right to go shopping and get what you need. Not just what you need, but if, I mean, because you need everything today. You need a plug. You need an extension cord. You need a screwdriver. You need a wrench. You need to buy tubing. You need to. These are needs today because this is how we live. This is why we have to have these things in order to support or repair or replace whatever we're doing. These are a necessity. You know, like I said, the reality of today is, again, this is another privilege being taken away. Another one ready to go. As I said earlier, you know, perhaps maybe we should look at getting servers set up Maybe perhaps we should look at putting web pages on those servers where we can show everybody what we are providing. Yes, okay, some of you can repair computers. You don't need to be there anymore. A VNC is all you need, or VL, whatever it is that they're using. They can access your computer, V2N or whatever. Some of you, like myself, can provide solutions for health issues, you know. Some of you can create databases. Some of you can repair things and fix things. So some of you can do videos and you know, market those videos, you know, as a how-to. You know, you'd be surprised what we all can do. And creating our own dichotomy, our own market. You'd be surprised. You know, and then if we need to get things outside the norm, outside of that dichotomy, then we order, bring it in. Or if we can find a manufacturer that can, that we're looking for whatever our need, that can, again, who's also of the same mindset, well, there you go. And this will grow. We will have an underground economy bigger than the main one. And that will be frightening to the New World Order, because New World Order will see that this can cave their whole system in. Imagine that. Well, I'd love to see that, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you like to see the whole, the organized criminal element on the planet go... That would be something to see. Something to see. Anyway, I think... Let's see where I'm at here on the time. Uh-oh, what happened? Oh, there we are. Oh, almost out of time. Anyway, well, I was going to touch on the next show, and I will touch on it. I think I will, just for another couple minutes. Just to see what's, to let you know. Oh, okay, that's that one. There we go. Okay, we talked about the UBI a little bit, free speech. Listen to this. In Canada, the Parliament is worried about hurtful comments about politicians, because we're calling the politicians assholes or whatever, butt plugs or whatever we're calling them. Now they want to put a censor button on the internet, so if you say anything bad about the politicians, their itsy bitsy titsy feelings will not get hurt anymore, because now they can shut it off. Controlling the internet. Again, another privilege is being taken away from you. Okay. They can talk about, you know, gay rights and transgenetic shit. They can talk about taxation. They can talk about all kinds of crap they want to talk about. They can do all kinds of stupid shit. They can take money away from our pensions. They can take money away from this country and give it to China or whoever else they're giving it to. And they can't handle a little bit of criticism, because you might hurt their itsy bitsy titsy feelings. Can you imagine that? So I'm going to talk about that in the next show. Another doctor was showing the reality of what was going on, and they put pressure on him to get rid of their UBI. We talked about that, and, you know, again, more stuff will be coming. So again, I want to give you a heads up on that as well. And again, we need to continue in the supporting any of these protests we're having. You know, we need to make sure that we can educate those who will educate. You know, he who has eyes to see, let them see. Who has ears to hear, let them hear. If they don't want to hear it, they don't want to see it, and you made the attempt, move on. You know, at this point, if they don't want to save themselves, let them drown. Let them die. That's all you can do. Don't allow anybody to drag you down with them. No matter how much they get all emotional, we were just talking about that today. I was talking to somebody who was doing a little interview before the show. She said how she had to cut off some of her friends because of the different ideologies she had, and this is the way it goes. As we grow through life, we have friends and we establish certain ideologies and beliefs and principles that we all gain. Well, what winds up happening is we grow and mature. We begin to realize we don't need these crutches or these things anymore. And if we stay where we're at, we'll be dragged into, we won't be able to evolve. So a lot of times you do cut off a lot of things. And it's a scary thing, because it's a little bit of a limbo. Because all you've known all your life is whatever you've been with, right? It's just the way it goes. It's how it is. So as you evolve and grow, whatever truth or whatever perspective you're gaining, You'll get things and you put away. Like Paul says in the Bible, he says, when he was a child, he walked as a child, talked as a child, played as a child. But when he grew up, he put away childish things. In other words, he evolved. As he evolved, he grew up out of those things and then became, went and pursued whatever he had to pursue. But initially, he had those things and he had to let them go. This is no different, you know, and we go through that. We will go through that as well. So we talk about these things, and even biblically, when you read things and you go to churches and stuff, eventually you get to a point where once you get to a certain point in a church and it's no longer doing anything for you, that's when you need to branch out on your own and grow. And you will learn that there are things about you that God will remove, that ain't, and it's never a lot of fun, especially when you're going through it. But when you look back, you begin to realize the wisdom. Because anything that can tether you to this reality, anything that can tether you to this shithole, will keep you from God. That's as simple as that. And if your desire is to get closer to God, to become more reflecting of God, or to be godly, then you don't need anything to anchor you here. So that's basically, that was in a nutshell what we were talking about. So anyway, I think I'm going to wind it down here. I'll just call it a night at this point. So as I stated before, read the Gospels, read what Jesus had to say, talk about, you know, learn it, read it. Do the best you can. If you don't understand it, don't worry about it. As you evolve, it'll come clearer to you. Just stick with it. That's all I can tell you. Just stick with it. Just read what he had to say. On the site, there are a lot of people there now that are doing their best to get you informed, edified, strengthened, healed, repaired, fixed. So I encourage everybody to go and check out these people, whoever they may be. You got Liberty Channel, you got Fiona, you got Sherry Three Hearts, you got Deanna Spingola, you got Brian 396, you got Ty, you got Shy, you got Yanni, you got myself. Everybody's out there trying to get you to be aware, awake, and to do the best you can, especially through these trying times, you know, whether it's through healing, whether it's through perspective, through an idea, or to make you more aware, you know, whatever it may be. So if you can help these people in any way you can financially, please do so. If you can't, don't worry about it. Again, share the information. Share the data. Share what you can share. All right. I think we got it all. So, until the next segment, to your health. And remember, by the grace of God, we are still here. Take care.